be famous. We went for an interview just to see how a personality would be. And then I think it was last week we went for the photo shoot.
Did you get makeup and the hair done for all of that as well?
No, it had to be an all natural look, the same as what you go to an interview. She said that she's going to put our photos and information in a portfolio, and anybody that is looking for actors or extras, they can come to her portfolio and look for the people who they want.
Are there any shows that on TV or plays that you'd like to be in?
Oh, I don't know, a bit of Neighbours here, yeah.
Maybe just a couple of Macca's ads or something.
Maybe I'll choose to do an actor, I'm not 100% too sure. Just see where it takes me, see how far I go.
I wouldn't much like to be a full-on actor, maybe a couple of ads here and there, other than that, not really.
Explain to me what you did as part of your theatre project at the festival.
We got a group together and we made up a play about the shooting in Colorado, and yeah, so we just had to recall his past and how that happened, and we replayed that.
It's a pretty serious subject matter. Was it difficult for you to act out a shooting?
Yeah, we had to take it really lightly because it was a very touchy subject, but we couldn't go too deep into it because something might have happened.
What part did you play in that?
I played the lead role as the Joker. We did it, his father was a alcoholic and his mother was a prostitute, so we played that along, and the abuse of his mother, and then his... And then he had a girlfriend, then he had girl problems, and then... Yeah, we took him to the cinema where he threw the tear gas and done the shooting.
I was the drunken father that abused his son and his mother.
Did you come up with the script for the play?
Well, it was kind of a team effort. We all worked together to get the script done. And then there was this... The group kind of did along with the script while we were acting it out, and then just fixed it, and then did a bit here and did a bit there.
What did you think when you were first given this task to do, when someone said, you've got to make up a play?
It was exhilarating. It's just the chance to get to do all this kind of stuff, like acting.
How do you feel when you go on stage?
Very frightening. A lot of stage fright.
How did you overcome that? Were there any tricks that you did before you went on stage?
I was just singing aloud to myself, really. Yeah, as most of the girls that were next to me were as well.
Did you have to remember many lines for the play? Was that difficult at all?
There was a fair bit of lines we had to do. We mainly actually got the half the play done in the last couple of weeks, so rehearsing the lines did get a little bit difficult, but we got it in the end.
What did your parents think? Did you show them? What was their reaction?
Oh, they were speechless. They didn't know what to say.
Yeah, mine was the same. Very speechless. They had no idea.
Hi, my name's Amanda Vosper from Trafalgar High School. I'm the Think Coordinator.
I'm Stephen Wiggering. I'm the Performing Arts Coordinator.
What did you think when the students chose this particular shooting as a theme for the play?
Yeah, it was interesting because it was interesting to see what the other groups, the other schools had chosen, and a lot of the other schools had chosen much lighter topics. And Traf sort of stood out as having chosen something serious. And I guess initially I was concerned that some people might be offended or that the kids might be sensitive enough with the issue. But to be honest, the kids tackled the issue really well and very, very sensitively, and I hardly had to sort of step in and say, you know, guys, that's probably not appropriate. That was one of the reasons why I think Mia might have picked up these guys, because the way that they carried themselves on stage was very respectful.
Myself, I was also taken by it. It was amazing watching Kyle play the abusive father and just the way he held himself, and Nick playing the young boy or the teenage boy with the issues. They both did an outstanding effort, and particularly just the way they were able to really get into the role.
Could you explain a little bit more about what the Think program does?
So our Year 9 Think program, they get an opportunity to go in and try new activities so that they move away from the traditional maths and English, and they're utilising all those skills, but they're having an opportunity to do lots of hands-on projects like the expressions.
In this area, maybe performing arts is a little bit underrated in terms of what it can offer kids and the confidence that it can give students. And it's, you know, so it's great that opportunities like this really highlight the possibilities. Will I be famous?